How do you get to the bank at that?
Morning.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to the one and only Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend today, my friends. We're ready to rock and roll. Got a whole plethora of shows. I've been up early, going over news over the weekend, over today. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of health topics I'm going to be covering, including more in-depth research on what's going on with natokinase, how it's basically been shown this research to block arterial, you know, building as far as arterial blocking, and a lot of other topics that are going to be going into detail in here, including AI, what it's starting to do as far as disinformation, and also certain times you can eat to help out better with digestion, sleep, and burning body fat, along with more stuff that's going on now with tech giants that essentially are, as we've said before, are getting more and more invasive into trying to do algorithms, to do predictive programming on you, and at the same time, the FBI buying all the tech data to build more algorithms on you as well. So a lot of wild stuff coming in today, including an expose from Tucker Carlson that's going to basically shake you up with this one. This was going to wake you up. But one of the first things I wanted to cover today on this show was going back. Wyatt Harrison writing me an article on natokinase. Friday's show, I went into detail on how natokinase dug into with a 16-year study showing 25% lower risk of heart-related deaths out of Japan. And this is a long-term study that they finally really dug in on natokinase and what it does. Harris wrote this article for me on here. So if you guys want to check it out on the website on detail, be sure to check it out. This is an amazing product for what it does. Said participants in the intake group had roughly 32% lower risk of dying from stroke, which caused by clot blocking blood flow to the brain. Reduction was about 33% overall.
33% reduction?
Yes. This is crazy, man. And that's why I briefly touched by it on Friday. And a lot of alt media websites are starting to cover it. But I want to make sure if you decide you want to take the natokinase, make sure you're taking a really, really high quality formula. Because there's a lot of them on the market that I researched over the weekend, especially with some on Amazon, and they really are trash when I looked at the background and the dosage on them. Our formula, based on what they talked about, the dosage on here is one capsule a day. And what it did as far as HDL increases, lowering LDL increases, and reducing plaque buildup in the arteries was significant on every level. And the safety profile was amazing. There's pretty much no toxicity to that formula. You just want to make sure you don't run too high of a dosage because it can cause bruising as far as what someone we're talking about, because it really, really helps out reduce blood clotting.
Well, especially if you're taking blood thinner.
Now, that if you're taking blood thinners or anything like that, you need to discuss with your doctor. We're not giving you any medical advice on there. But if you want to look up that formula, you can look it up at healthmasters.com, because there's a lot of really positive benefits of this product and what it does for the heart. So read this article on it. Let me know what you think about it, because this is something that's pretty bombshell, especially in the fact that we're now showing what this does. In my opinion, this is showing much better results than statin drugs ever could have dreamed of, without the side effects.
You know what's interesting? This weekend I spoke to a friend of mine, and I've talked to him for years, and he has cancer. He has lung cancer, bad lung cancer. And he basically said, you know, he finally listened to me. And I told him years ago about Joanna Ludwig and Helga Clark and a bunch of other different people, and the link between parasitic infestations and cancer. And now I'm not making any claims here at all. I'm not giving you any advice whatsoever on all this. But he started on ivermectin.
Really?
And the cancer's in remission.
That's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen if you go on ivermectin. I'm just saying if there's a – and then 2 weeks ago I covered the story about how the CIA covered up the story about how cancer was linked to parasitic infestations from the 60s and 70s. They actually censored that story. And, you know, the crazy part about it, Austin, is that, you know, you talk to people about this stuff years ago, and then years later, the truth comes out that, you know, we were right about something.
Yep.
And then you find out that they're listening to you, and they start getting good results. Now, that's the same thing, I believe, with natokinase. If you got a 33% reduction in strokes, according to the studies that were done, do you realize how big that is? That's huge.
That's enormous.
I mean, that's a huge – we're not talking about – you're not talking like 0.1%. Are we statistically significant?
No, 33%
is very, very significant. It's the same thing like, you know, our I formula. It's got a product in there, I believe it's called Lutein, right?
Lutein, yep.
And now all these infomercials are coming out, and you get stuck on this internet thing where you say, watch how we corrected our eye problems.
Yeah.
Now listen. And so you have to sit there and watch a 40-minute video. You're yawning going, oh, gosh, what is wrong with these people? We're unblocking the eye. We're doing this for getting blood flow. And here's the magic ingredient. Here we have a product for it, lutein. And you're like, this is what I've been telling everybody forever.
And lysopine's a good one, too. Both that in this formula.
Yeah, and
lutein and lysopine.
Yeah, so we got lutein and lysopine, and boy, and from flowers and from fruit. They're natural occurring products.
Then you got quercetin, alpha lipoic acid, bilberry, taurine, and acetylcysteine. This formula stacks up among some of the best I've ever seen as far as eyesight.
Well, no.
I'm
in church yesterday, and in the wisdom of our church, we decided to resurrect hymnals.
Hymnals? Physical books?
The physical books. Okay, and
I'm not mad at it. That's old school, boy.
Well, because, you know, they were printing all the doggone songs and the bullets and every month, and they were basically burning a bunch of paper, and, you know.
The hymnals are sitting there.
The hymnals are sitting there. I asked Pastor, I said, what are we doing? We're going back to hymnals? He goes, well, yeah, we don't want to lose that thing. I said, well, it saves paper, too.
It does.
And I said, here's the crazy thing. So we got hymnals going yesterday. I'm in church. I don't have glasses with me. I'm reading the songs. I'm singing out of the hymnal with no glasses.
That's pretty impressive.
No, think about that for a second. When I turned 40 years of age, you know, I had to start wearing reading glasses. And here I am decades later going, I'm reading the hymnal. The other day I had somebody at the house, you know, Paul and Melinda, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling stuff off my phone and giving it to him. Melinda goes, why aren't you wearing glasses? Have you got contacts on? I said, no. I said, my eyes have gotten better. And you think, well, how in the world can that happen? I'll be honest, I don't know, except I've been taking this product. And I tell you what, it's a great product. And now we got all these infomercials coming out.
On lutein and lysopine.
And I'm like, okay, this is okay. This is pretty cool. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at me. I got glasses here because I'm so used to having them.
Well, it's like your safety glasses.
This is my crutch. Just in case the print gets too small. And it's not nearly as bad anyhow on the iPad because you blow it up. But the reality is, I mean, I'm reading out of hymnals without a flashlight.
Oh, gosh, the menus.
No, I've had to be in restaurants before, and I forgot my glasses. You got a flashlight? And
he turns the flashlight on his phone.
Blinds everybody.
And then I'm like, Dad, what do you like? Oh, I like the filet mignon. I'm like, whoa. Can't see anymore.
Oh, by the way, we warned you about this, too. Now, you guys, sometimes you listen, sometimes you don't. Was that old I'm enjoy commercial? Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. And it was funny because we warned you years ago when COVID was happening that so many people were trading their cars in and paying over sticker.
Oh, gosh.
The car dealerships got so greedy. It was unbelievable. I know some car dealers, and they're friends of mine, got greedy. And they were basically just going berserk. And I have one car dealer who was a friend of mine. He didn't do that. He kept the sticker price, without addendums. He was a great guy. And he's still a good friend. He sold the dealership. He's still a good friend. But now nearly 1 in 3 car buyers are underwater on trade-ins.
1 in 3?
And we're talking $7,000 to $10,000 upside down.
1 in 3 is roughly 33% of the market.
No, that's what it says. This is 1 in 3. It says about 30.3% higher in February. And basically they owe more money, almost $8,000 to $10,000 more than their car's worth. And I've seen it over and over and over again. One lady that I knew, she was almost $30,000 upside down. Then she basically worked like 3 jobs, got the car paid off, but got it paid down, and then it got flooded by one of the hurricanes down here, so she lost all of it. But the crazy part is it's never ending with the negative equity.
Well, the biggest trick, and this is a very short trick, I'm not going to go into this all the time, if you're looking at a vehicle, this is just the preliminary phase, you're looking at a vehicle, do yourself a favor. Go on CarGurus or CarGurus has got a good platform. They're pretty independent now. They're not contaminated by Kelley Blue Book. Kelley Blue Book is a dealer's just manipulated market.
It is.
So if you decide, say, I'm looking at a car, I'm buying one, you know, a year old or new or whatever it is, look at that same vehicle, similar model, on CarGurus, 2 years older. So if you're looking at a 2025, look at a 2023 on the market. That'll give you an indication of where it's going to drop over a 2-year period as far as what the depreciation rate's going to be on the car, roughly. Now, again, there's all types of other variables in that. But if you're looking at something, say, like Lincoln Navigator, now come up, buy me a Lincoln Navigator, 2025.
horrible.
And, you know, it's a $90,000 spec. Okay.
Cliff off depreciation.
You look at 2023.
Well, it's $40,000.
So be aware, in 2 years, you're going to lose roughly $50,000 on that vehicle. Plan accordingly. I recommend you don't do the deal. Now, some vehicles, they're good. After about 3 years, that's about them. If you get ones with the extended warranty, factory extended warranty, or they're certified, and they drop off about $50,000, you can pick them up about half price, then they hold pretty good. You figure, okay, if I'm picking it up for $50,000, and 2 years going to be worth $40,000, you'll do okay. But, man, be very cautious, especially some of those SUVs and some of the nicer spec models like that where they're $100,000 new. 2 years, they're going to be two to three years are going to be about half price.
I had a friend of mine, or in fact, our attorney, just bought a Lincoln Navigator.
Yeah.
And he was $90,000 new, paid $40,000 for it.
Yeah.
And it has like, you know, 28,000
like
miles.
2 years old.
Yeah, 28,000 miles. Yeah. He got the extended warranty on it. And be careful, though. A lot of these extended warranties, this one lady I was talking about, it was $30,000, yes. $40,000 upside down. She had gotten $10,000 worth of add-ons.
Yes.
And they'll sit there and they'll say, let's do the wheel thing. Well, how much is the wheel thing? It's $4,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, do you replace the tires if I put a nail on them, or do you just prorate them? I don't know. They know. They're lying. They don't replace the tires. They prorate them.
Well,
in other words, tires have gotten expensive. If you got an $800 tire, which is ludicrous, I mean, it's insane. There's no tire ever built worth $800 unless it's on a racetrack, okay? And so you've got, and that's because you got to try to stay alive on it, which you got to have a good tire. Don't buy Pirellis.
Don't buy Pirellis.
Stay with Michelin, okay? And the crazy part about it is that, you know, you don't realize that these tires, you know, they're not going to replace the tire for free. They're going to prorate it. So, in other words, if it's 75% worn, they're going to give you $200. Now, you just gave them $4,000 for a tire package.
The same thing with the wheels. Hmm? You know, I got my good friends. He has that wheel repair company. Hmm. He told me, he said the wheel package with those companies down the fine print, they always have, you spent $4,000 on the wheel protection package. If the wheel is repairable, it doesn't need to be replaced, they only pay to have the wheel repaired, which he does all the time, which charges like $150, $200 to repair. Yeah. Like it was a curb mark. So you go, well, no, the wheel's damaged. Well, it's got a curb mark. We'll have it fixed for you. Come back. Wheel looks perfect.
I fixed it. I got a funny story.
What'd you do now?
This is many years ago. You talked me into doing this. This is your fault. I had some fancy Lowenhart rims put on.
Oh, those were nice rims. I picked them out for a three-piece.
Oh, my. They're beautiful rims. And I had this little convertible. And we went over to BMW. You remember the story. And I was there with your mom. And they had free ice cream. They had like an ice cream bar there. Free ice cream for customers. And we were customers. And so I go in there and I get some ice cream. And I told Sharon, I said, do you want any ice cream? No, I don't want to eat junk food. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm just got a little bit of ice cream. It was like Haagen-Dazs. So I go inside and I get some. I had double chocolate
Belgian fudge. Yes.
Oh my gosh. And so I got it.
I got
a scoop of it. Right. They don't do that anymore at the dealership. And what was funny, I'm sitting there or something. I'm driving the road, and she grabs my ice cream. And I start eating it. And so I reach to grab it back, let go of the wheel, curb the Lowenharts.
Big curb. Hard curb.
I mean, bad.
Ruined curb.
And I didn't lose air, but boy, it was a mess.
Oh, man.
So I went ahead and had them fixed. That rim was
never right.
It always had a vibration in it.
He came up and I said, what'd you do to my wheels? He's like, they're my wheels and I ruined them. It's your fault.
I said, your mom took my ice cream.
Oh, that was rough.
You remember that? It was funny.
But
I sold that car. Okay, and I told him that rim had been fixed.
Yeah.
And finally, after about a year, he goes, what's wrong with these tires? I said, well, it's that rim I told you. It was bad.
It's bad.
So he asked me to have the stock rims put back on. And I still had them. I said, sure, I can give them back to you. So I took it. He gave them back. But the crazy part about it is when you have to fix the rims, it may or may not be right.
That's rare.
And that's why when the car dealership, it's like this. You have a Honda Accord. You pay $25,000 for it. It's in an accident. It's got $14,000 in damage on it. It should be totaled.
Insurance is
sometimes the insurance
so
won't total
now.
It. They won't total it. Well, it's not.
It doesn't break 51%. You're like,
so they fix,
but it does.
But it fixes it. So they fix it, and there's nothing. The doors don't lock. This doesn't work. The seals don't match. And you're going, this is unbelievable. The car should have been total. That happened, by the way, to a Honda Accord I had.
Well, and that goes back. We're talking about car deals since we're on this topic. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to cover, but it's a valid point. Always, 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 no matter what, under any circumstances, do not buy a vehicle without getting a full Carfax accident report history on it. If the vehicle has been in an accident, look at what the damage shows on it. Occasionally, you'll have something where it's like it's had a minor damage where like a bicycle ran out the door or it had a recorded pack, you know, where somebody like bumped in the rear end. It'll say like zero to no damage. Car basically was in and out. Or sometimes you get them and it says full frontal collision, all airbags deployed. that don't buy it.
And also,
a lot of times they'll discount the car. It'll be discounted, but it's rarely worth the money.
The other thing you've got to do, if you're going to buy something like a leaking navigator,
yeah,
you better have them run a paint meter on it.
Yeah.
Now you think, what's a paint meter? There's a certain thickness that with these paints are painted. These cars are painted in factories, right?
Usually one whole machine.
And it's a robot. It's a robot. And they put it on a certain thickness.
Exact. They're pretty exact.
Well, they're always the same. And so what they do is they know exactly how thick the paint is. And so now if it gets painted, it's different. The millage is different. So what ends up happening is it basically gets thicker paint on it. And so you're sitting there going, oh, wow, okay, this is crazy. I've got to get this fixed, and now I'm going to get it repaired. And so now you take it to the car, and you trade it in, and they go, oh, it's been painted.
It's that paint match, paint damage.
We ran a paint meter on it, and I'm telling you.
Because sometimes people repair them without running through insurance, so it's not in the car fact.
But, you know, we flew to Miami one time. We looked at a car down there, and they said, oh, no paint. No, and, man, you can see paint lines all over
the meter on it. Oh, my gosh. I was like, done. Honestly, stay out of Miami with cars. Just everything I've ever looked at.
But over 40% now of these cars are being financed with 84-month loans.
Boo.
And it says that the cars almost never, ever get equity in them on an 84-month loan.
Well, the problem is the interest, too. Mm-hmm. You do an 84-month loan, and a lot of these interests are average low is 8-9% now, these dealers. I'm sometimes higher than that. So the problem is on these loans, you're so far out, you're barely paying any principal on the payment. It's the issue with it.
Speaking of cars, Tiger Woods rolled over another car this
again?
Week. Again. He got another DUI, and he basically is a billionaire. Which I'm happy he's got a lot of money, but he seems to have a lot of issues with, you know, getting drunk and doing drugs.
You know, the thing I don't understand is this. Okay, you're a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Like, billionaire. Why in the world don't you have a chauffeur and a Rolls Royce?
He answers that question.
I'm curious.
He wants the privacy. He doesn't want people in his business and, you know, listening to his conversations in the car with other people and all that.
Get an extended Escalade that has the plexiglass he can roll up. I mean, wait, the rollover DUIs are not a good look after a while.
Well, what's going to happen is he kind of skated around this because he's Tiger Woods with the attorneys. We're going to see if he skates this one.
Well, the first was a mess.
Yeah. Well, you know that he got it. He was running around on his wife. Okay. This is years ago. And she finds the texts on his phone.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not as bright as he's supposed to be. I don't know. And, you know, so she comes after him with a golf club.
Yeah.
Starts beating him with it and beating the car. And then he takes off, you know, and he rolls it, wrecks it. And, you know, it's just not a good look when you're rolling the cars.
It's not
and
a good look.
No. And and then they end up getting divorced. What a mess. And the thing about it is that Tiger, you got an unbelievably filthy mouth. I've heard you talk before. You can't stop cussing. I got that. Whatever, how you were raised, who cares? Get a chauffeur.
Get a chauffeur, brother. Get a Phantom. Whatever you got, money.
You're Tiger Woods, dude. You're a billionaire. You don't need. You could have gotten killed again. He passes a truck with a trailer on it this time. Clips the truck when he comes back around. It. He's so drunk or under the influence of something. And then, but I'll give him credit. He refused to blow.
Well, Dad, duh.
Tiger Woods, he said he was not going to give them any evidence against him.
You know, and it's like, to me, there's something. You see some of these videos sometimes, some of these events, and people pull up. It's in a brand new Rolls Royce Phantom. And the chauffeur gets out and opens the, you know, suicide door in the back. To me, it's like, dude, do that. That's way better for an insurance. So, Tiger didn't show up today. He got another DUI and Rolls SUV. Like, that's just not.
Well, I don't know how in the world. I don't know how he's keeping sponsors as far as advertising.
That's the biggest issue. I don't think he cares much anymore. He's got so much cash. But also, too, this is interesting news. Speaking of tech, this is something I want to cover here. They said AI is now 50% more likely to support bad decisions, study shows. Be really, really careful how much you use AI to make actual decisions. This is becoming a problem, and I didn't realize this. And I've seen it more now, the younger generation, is they ask AI everything now. Oh, I'm going to go do this. What's the best way to do this? And AI is coming up with all these prompts. The problem with it is now, they're saying they did this study, and it showed here essentially that the vast majority of these people said revealed 16% of American adults turn to AI for mental health advice, 28% among young people ages 28 to 29. 28% of young people aged 18 to 29 are turning to AI for health advice, mental health advice, and emotional support. This is a problem because now they're saying that a large percentage of the AI platforms are starting to encourage potential harmful actions towards oneself, meaning suicidal ideations and actions.
How many what percent?
As far as the percentage on it, 28% of young people aged 18 to 19 are using it, and they're saying now thousands of prompts are starting to show that are describing potential harmful actions towards oneself.
But it's not giving you potential.
It's not giving the percentage on here. It says, now, this say here, it says AI chatbots were about 50% more likely to unwarrantedly support the poster than humans, and 47% of the time they supported harmful actions.
Wow, 47%.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you know,
be cautious.
We try to give you advice on the show, and we try not to give you certain types of advice. We try to help you as far as working through life decisions. But that's because we've had all this experience doing all this. AI is just a computer chat box that's tied into an interdimensional interface with Lucifer. It is not a good look to be going in and asking this thing personal questions of what to do with your life. It doesn't care about you. Remember that. It just
it's a computer system.
Its father is Lucifer, and all he comes to do is come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. You go in there, you start asking these questions of the AI and about personal life, about, well, should I commit suicide? What do you do if it tells you yes?
Yeah.
And then it tells you how to do it. And by the way, I'm not making this up. It's done this.
Oh, yes, numerous times. To the point that people have done it.
Yeah. Especially young kids.
And here's the problem, too. Nobody's addressing this. This goes in the whole aspect of, you know, self-harm and all that. That's a giant side effect from it. Here's the part that nobody wants to touch right now. All these AI platforms, they are data harvesting centers. Everything you ask on your account to AI, it's data logging you and putting it in an algorithm, meaning it's topics that you're interested in, you're concerned about, you're upset about, you're thinking about, and it's building an entire algorithm on you. You now have FBI director, your fan favorite, Kash Patel, the one who always looks like he's like geeked out of his mind now.
What's up with that look of his?
Yeah,
man?
It wasn't that bad before he got it. I don't know what they did to him, but MK Ultra.
Man.
He blatantly admits now that the FBI actively purchases wholesale tech data from all the tech giants, including your location, including your texts, including the areas you go, including the things you like. They buy everything. Everything from big tech now. The FBI does. Warning them. Here is the discussion.
Oh, by the way, your texts don't get erased. They go to the cloud.
Oh.
Unless you physically go in there and clean them out.
Yes. It says, essentially here, asked him about this. Wyden, who was interviewing him as far as asking him on this congressional hearing, can you commit this warning to not buying Americans' location data? The FBI uses all tools, Senator. Thank you for the question. To do our mission. We purchase commercially available information that's consistent with the Constitution and the laws, and it's led to valuable intelligence that's utilized by our private and partner sectors.
That's because you signed those little things.
Terms and conditions.
You check yes.
We sell to all third-party purchasers at any point in time. Every single terms and conditions has that in there. Anything you put on an internet platform, anything at any point in time, anywhere, is sold and harvested by anybody, including the FBI. Now, you might say, that don't really care. Here's the issue that nobody seems to grasp the concept of. What they're building on now is a predictive programming from an AI system that is going to start figuring out what everybody is going to do before they're going to do it. Call it Minority Report. Call it Satan incarnate with the AI, whatever you want to call it. This is where they're going. This is why I continually tell you guys, be cautious of what you allow on your phones, what you approve on your phones. And when you have your phones around, if you have a private conversation with somebody, leave your phone in the other room.
Here, perfect example.
My opinion.
I've got a friend of mine. He had a girl that was just a friend, and she wanted to date him, and he didn't want to date her. This is just back to dating again, right? And she ends up writing him this scathing text with a bunch of lies in it. That information is getting sold.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whether it's true or false, it doesn't make any difference. It's on the internet.
It's still data. It's data.
And my buddy got real mad at her. He said, what are you doing? You can't be posting this stuff like this online. It's not even true. And plus, now it's public record. And you think, well, it's not public record. It's public record. Be really careful with pictures. Be really careful with things that you say. Be careful with people that you talk to that you don't know, because you don't know who they are. And be very, very, very cautious with your private information and your data, especially banking information and that type of stuff. Very important.
Now, tech data, tech giants now, the juries, if you guys saw, this is huge. This is a landmark jury award. Jury awarded $6 million in damages to basically these kids his parents that sued Meta and Google after finding that Meta and Google blatantly designed Instagram and YouTube to addict young users. This is the first of its cases, opens the door for thousands of similar lawsuits. How the ruling changes, how courts view social media design, and the harm it causes. This was about time this happened.
6-week trial. But here's the problem that's going to happen here. This is going to be appealed.
I don't know if they're going to get appealed. This is a final ruling, wasn't it?
That doesn't make a difference. They can appeal it. You know, and if they have a certain amount of time to appeal this, then it goes back into court for another 5, 10, 15.
A lot of times what they will do, this is what's most probably going to happen, Google and TikTok are probably going to settle for an undisclosed amount.
Don't you remember what happened with Dark Waters?
Yes.
They basically got a ruling.
Yep.
And it took, and they were X amount of time they're supposed to come back and pay it. It was like years later, and they came back, oh, we're not going to pay that now. We're going to appeal it again. And they reappealed it, and it went back. It's over. Read that. Watch that movie.
Yeah.
Watch how these clowns do it. And I have a friend of mine. He's an attorney here in Polk County. He's one of the best in the world, I guess. He's phenomenal. And I have a friend of mine who went to him here a while back, who basically had been arrested for stealing something. I talked to him, and he said, and now whether or not she stole it or not, I don't know. I don't care. That's not my point here of trying to make this statement. He told me, he said, we push this out as far as we can because time is our friend. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, the state attorney's office gets tired of messing with it after about a year.
They're like sick of looking on their desk.
Because it's an open file they can't clear out. It's always there.
Remember, it's not just that file. They have hundreds of more files that are piling on top of it. The main reason why I wanted to bring this topic up, though, is because everything I told you guys about these platforms, I was right on what it does to young children. Use it sparingly. They said KMG, now 20 years old, she was basically the victim in this. She said she began using YouTube at 6 and Instagram at 9. I have no idea where parents allowed that early, but it is what it is.
Well, that could have been not their parents' fault.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Their parents may not have been around. I don't know. It doesn't have any aspect of that. They said she developed compulsive use patterns, including up to 16 hours a day on Instagram. Platform design features, she argued, contributed to her anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, and suicidal ideation. The case argued that Meta and YouTube made deliberate design choices, including infinite scroll, to make their platforms more addictive to children to boost profits. It alleged the companies borrowed heavily from behavioral and neurobiological techniques used by poker machines exploited by the cigarette industry.
You've said that for years.
Maximize youth engagement and drive advertising revenue. The companies built machines designed to addict the brains of children. They did it on purpose. This is what they ruled. I've told you guys this years ago what this does to young kids. When you hand a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old a smartphone, say, have fun with it. Don't do anything stupid. They can't help it. It's unbelievably addictive. They said they use behavioral and neurobiological techniques used by poker machines and cigarette industries.
You know, I have a
newsflash.
I've got a dad who I know, and him and his wife were real careful with their kids. And they had them in church the whole bit. I mean, it was really, they're good parents. And then one of the girls got a hold of an iPad that basically she had stuck around the corner to get the doggone code number on. And they left because they kept the iPads locked all the time. And she started looking at porn, like 12 years old, and got super unbelievably addicted to it until it got to the point where it was hours and hours a day. And then she went and visited some friends for a while, and she ended up basically staying on it like all day. And the girl's still not right in the head. And so I'm really glad this happened because, honestly, Austin, what it does to the developing brain when they're looking at pornography like that, or TikTok, or body, or body dysmorphia, or all this other stuff, or suicidal ideations. These young children, when they start doing this stuff, they really don't understand what they're doing. The problem is, listen to me, parents. It doesn't matter. And I'm going to brag on Austin for a second. It doesn't matter what you try to do as far as parental blocks on these telephones. Number one. Because most kids are smart enough to figure out how to get around that. That's number one. You think, well, get a telephone that basically does not go online.
You can't connect to the internet.
You can do that. Can't connect to the internet. That's okay. They can send a few photos. They can send a few texts.
You can download what you want on it. If you want to add something to it on your phone, you can add to it.
Yeah.
There's no internet connection.
But there's no internet connection. But be very, very careful. And there's one more thing you got to be watching. This is so important. You got to watch out who they hang out with.
That's very true.
Because if their friends have open platforms to look at, they're going to be looking at the stuff on the other person's friend. We had another friend of ours. He ended up catching his one kid who had mental problems, you know, in the middle of the night looking at some real weird gay porn. I'm not kidding you. And he had kids in the house with this kid with the gay porn stuff. And man, he had to, it turned into a giant nightmare is what it did. And so you got to be real careful on who your children associate with and don't let them go over to other people's homes and spend the night, period. I don't care how good of friends they are. I don't care unless they're like family members that you know personally that you know are cool, that are okay. Be very, very, very careful with all this stuff. And make sure if they go to somebody else's house, make sure that internet gets turned off at night. All these things have to be done.
That, and that's the biggest thing that I think is you'll find, and I never even realized this, but this is a great, valuable tool to shut this off. Is you just, I shut my internet off at night. Well, they don't have access anyways, but I shut my internet off at night because I don't like the Wi-Fi. However, on the backside of that, nothing works. Mm-mm. Laptops don't work. iPads don't work. Xboxes don't work. But I didn't even think about that till later on.
Yeah.
You shut it off. Because I don't want to sleep in all the Wi-Fi radiation. So there's a very simple fix if you want to make sure your kids also aren't staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning and stealing their phones out.
And here's another story that we covered about a year ago.
Yep.
Here it comes. Ready? Since we're talking about the brain right now, beyond muscle, new research shows creatine powers the brain fast.
Yeah.
We, especially the creatine, we get out
I got of, more out coming of, in. Don't at me, guys. It's been on back order with Switzerland.
We're out again.
I'm out. Yes.
Oh, great. I'm glad I brought it up.
It's supposed to be at any day now. I got another big batch coming in.
Creatine is an amazing compound that our bodies make naturally, long used in the gym for peak muscle performance. A flood of recent research shows how its profound effects on brain metabolism, cognitive performance under stress, including sleep deprivation, memory, attention, even mood support. It's also extremely safe for the vast majority of people. Most people need 2 to 3 grams a day as a baseline. Now, I take like two, I guess I take about a gram a day of the creatine that we have, where our body's making roughly a gram a day of amino acids in our kidneys and liver. According to new studies, boosting creatine intake beyond baseline is extremely good for your brain and everyday healthy kids. This is one of the big reasons that we have here. When people go into nursing homes, their brain shrinks. I'm not joking. It really shrinks. And the reason for that, in many cases, they don't give them enough fluids to drink. They're not getting enough exercise. They're being very sedentary. They're laying in the bed all day long. Or they've got some kind of health problems where they can't walk anymore. And having to have their beds, they have to basically, they're using the bathroom in their bed and they're wearing diapers. I know that sounds awful, but it's true. So what happens is the people in these nursing homes, in many cases, simply don't give them enough water, Austin.
Right.
And rather than dealing with, their blood getting too thick, they give them blood thinners. I mean, I'm telling you what happens. And so their brain power goes down and down and down and down and down. Also, what a lot of people do is they take blood pressure medication. Many of that's been linked to cognitive decline and memory loss. Many of them. I covered a few of those a few weeks ago. Be very careful when you do on the medications that you're taking if you're having failing memories and you can't remember stuff anymore. One of the worst are the statin drugs. They make your brain go to mush
fast.
But the high blood pressure medicine in some cases does the exact same thing. So anybody who's taking any of this stuff, I would probably recommend they basically find another way, like through exercise or diet or whatever, to change their blood pressure, which is pretty easy, actually, and make sure they're taking creatine every day to keep their brain pumped up and baseline up there. Very big. And if you're and if you're elbow crawling at work after a night of insomnia, creatine can have significant effects and kick in the fast within a couple hours with a double blind randomized study. Participants running on fumes after 21 hours of sleep deprivation experienced a 10.3% boost in word memory performance, plus 17% faster processing and 29% gains in processing speed for language, logic, and numeric tasks after lack of sleep. I have another friend of mine. He took a bunch going to Europe, and he said he had no jet lag at all.
Really?
I'm gonna try that next time I fly to Germany. Because, quite frankly, I said if that really works for this, you take it before you leave and it keep. Because remember, when you're flying for 10 or 12 hours, you're on an airplane and you're drinking a lot of water, but you got a problem with dehydration on those planes because the air is so dry. And remember, your lungs, when you're breathing, you're losing fluid. And it says that it really helps with loss of brain power and jet lag. So I'm going to try that next time I do it. So can't believe I brought the story up today. Didn't know we were out of stock on the product.
It's in Orlando. I'm tracking it right now on the pallet. It's all in Orlando right now.
And it says that vegetarians and vegans, which are really hard to deal with.
You put me on the spot.
But I'm not picking on you if you're a vegan, but it's horrible trying to get something to eat for you. Vegetarians and vegans often notice bigger effects since they get almost no creatine from their diets.
Yep.
Wow. So creatine won't turn you into a genius or fix chronic sleep, but it will make it easier for your brain to work better. So it's just it's kind of interesting when it does all this stuff. So I thought you'd get a kick out of this because we covered this a year ago. And finally, a year later, dragging up the rear, they're telling everybody that we were right again. I say again, but it's true about what we're telling you. That's why, you know, that's why a lot of times we kind of take a pause and we tell you a funny story and we try to give you some advice, like be careful of what you become in pursuit of what you want.
There you go.
Okay? We warn you. And the reason we do this is like, is Tiger Woods the person that you want to emulate? The answer for me is absolutely not. Be careful of what you become in pursuit of what
He's
you want.
He's a billionaire.
Don't care.
But at what cost? No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. At what cost?
And is he truly happy?
Because I was like this, and I'm not even going to lie. I was like this a lot when I was younger. It's a lot of times you look up at guys that are really wealthy when you're young. You know, they got the cars. They got the 40,000 square foot houses. You see them on TV, and you go, man, those guys are awesome. But a lot of times, and I'm not saying this on everybody, a lot of times you start getting older, or you get introductions, you meet people like that, you start realizing, are they really who I want to be? When you start meeting them in person, you start realizing who they are. So a lot of times they drink all the time. A lot of times they're always doing a lot of nefarious stuff all the time. And you're like,
I've got a friend of mine who, I'm not going to mention his name, but he knows William Shatner.
William Shatner.
No, this is, you know, Captain,
William Shatner's funny, though.
Captain Kirk, right?
That one show is really funny, that law firm.
Oh, my gosh, great
Diddy
show.
Crane.
But apparently he's got a kind of a complicated personality, and he needed to get picked up from the airport. I never told you
this.
No, story.
You didn't tell me this.
Well, I mean, William Shatner needed to get a pickup from the airport. So I told my buddy, I said, I'll go get him. I'd like to meet William Shatner. I've been a big fan of Star Trek my whole life. He goes, no, you don't want to meet him.
Really?
He goes, he's not who you think he is. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, he's kind of difficult. And I'm like,
he's kind of difficult.
You know, now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but my friend knows him well. Like, they were at each other's weddings kind of stuff. And so it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes a person's persona that you see on TV, we hear this all the time. When people come to the office and go, you guys are just like you are on the podcast.
Oh, I hear that a lot.
Well, yeah, we are. And, by the way, one more thing. This is important. This is important. This is going to be terrible, too.
We go with this.
A big study just came out. Having children doesn't make you happier. No,
it's a different kind of love.
No, it says, becoming a parent provides no boost to well-being, study claims, but it does ruin your relationship.
Whoa, God, dude. You're really going to go here today?
No, I'm going to correct what they're saying here in a second.
Oh, my
they're commonly
gosh.
Billed as a bundle of joy, but having children doesn't make you happier, according to the study. Researchers have discovered that becoming a parent provides no significant increase in positive emotions. They found hardly any evidence of reported happiness levels or life satisfaction between parents and non-parents. Now, here's why they're doing this. Okay, now, number one, this is probably some kind of CIA nonsense they're putting out there anyhow, because they want to reduce the population of indigenous Americans so we don't reproduce, so they can bring other people in. But I will say this. The first 10, 12 years of a child's life, when they're in that brainwave phase that they want to be pleasing to you and they're really nice or whatever, it can be great. It is amazing. But then you got something happens. They go from 12 to 13, and they're teenagers, and then you're dealing with that. And plus, a lot of times, and forgive me, ladies, I'm not trying to pick on you, but sometimes when you get pregnant...
Bro, you're going to get emails. You just need to stop right
now.
Because you
what happens, you no longer care about the relationship with your husband in some cases. I'm not saying in all cases. Some of you guys are great when you're pregnant. But the reality is it becomes about making a baby, and the same thing happens after the baby is born. The husband gets stuck on the back burner here somewhere, and you're kind of like, what the heck happened to this marriage? And suddenly it goes sideways. Now, I've seen it over and over, but I've seen the exact opposite, too, where the wife says, no, I'm not going to allow myself to do this. Husband says, no, I'm going to have more patience with her. I'm going to work through it. The reason I'm telling you this, I'm letting you know that when you have kids, it complicates a relationship.
Now, that is a fact.
Well, we got this awful relationship. We fight every day.
Let's have a baby.
Let's have a baby. It'll make it better. No, it doesn't make it better.
Now, I have watched personally probably 30 or 40 relationships. Unfortunately, my whole life, probably 30 or 40 relationships route, and they always dissolve.
I've seen a bunch of y'all's friends over the years, and my friends,
a lot
too,
of them.
Got married, got kids, got divorced.
Done.
And you think, well, it's awful. No, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
But the husband has to have patience, and the wife has to realize what's going on from a hormonal standpoint. See, when a woman is basically, you know, not pregnant, her hormones are different, okay? She's got luteinizing hormones. She's got follicle stimulating hormones. She's got different levels of estrogen, progesterone, all stuff happening, cycling all month. And you got to deal with that because it causes mood swings. It does. So there, in many cases, now some women say, I don't have mood swings and I have a period. Okay, great. I'm happy for you. But the point sometimes, most of the time it does. The problem is once you get pregnant, okay, at that point, all that cycle stops. Boom.
That is true from a physiological standpoint.
And now from a standpoint of hormonal imbalance, now you've not experienced this before, and suddenly your hormones have changed. And now you're like, well, I'm not looking for, you know.
From a physiological standpoint, the main focus now is that child getting built, which is quite frankly insanely incredible. Well, I mean, the fact that they can build a child in 9 months is cool. However, there's a lot of different changes that guys are never aware of.
No, and what happens here, this is what's interesting, because when a woman is, you know, fertile and she's wanting to have children and she's going through cycles, she's looking for a person who basically can father a child subconsciously and who could take care of that child, okay,
and protect her.
Yep. Right, and when she gets pregnant, that all changes. Now all of a sudden she's looking for somebody who's just going to protect the child, and so everything else basically comes into it changes everything. And so from a mental standpoint, this study is right. It doesn't make you any happier. And quite frankly, it can destroy a relationship. But you got to be aware of these changes. Like we tell you guys, make sure your wife, and if you're a lady, make sure you take prenatal nutrition for at least a year. Stop drinking coffee. Stop drinking alcohol. Stop eating chocolate. Stop doing all the things that you're doing on a regular basis now because you want to get pregnant, because all these things can affect the developing fetus.
I'm going to say something too, and I didn't realize this the other day. I talked to a couple that I knew in Orlando, and they're doing good now. They ran into a problem. I didn't think about this. So they used to go out on the weekends a lot of times, drink, have drinks off and on. Wife did, you know, unless she was always, I'm drinking coffee and alcohol, which, whatever, do your own thing. Well, she got pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant, like 3-4 weeks in. Well, since she goes, I'm pregnant. They both say, okay, we got to stop drinking, got to stop the caffeine. Cold turkey. No alcohol, no coffee, done while she's pregnant.
Boy, she got headaches, boy.
Oh, the detox off all of it was enormous, they said. And then on top of that, now you're dealing with different hormonal imbalances, and you're coming off alcohol, and you're coming off coffee. So they had a rough time with that. So again, like you just said, that's not the time to try to detox your body. No. If you're trying to do that, clean your diet up, clean your body up a year in advance, get your B vitamins up, get your omega-3s up, get off the stimulants, get off the alcohol, get your body deep, get the liver cleaned out. Because I didn't think about it. They told me that. I said, I guarantee you that was rough.
And get off the chocolate because of heavy metal contamination. A lot of this comes out of South America where they still use lead in gas, and this stuff gets lead in it. So be very, very, very careful for that. Make sure that heavy metal tested. Like with our chocolate proteins, we have everything heavy metal tested. We make sure we don't do any of that. Very, very important that you realize that you've got to have a body that's going to be available to that child for proper nutrient absorption before you get pregnant. So you got to get off all this junk. You basically have to be really happy.
Yeah, you run the purple stick, I think.
You run purple
sticks. Well, the good thing about the purple sticks is the phytonutrients from the acai that are in them, they're antioxidants. Where coffee has no antioxidants in it, regardless of what they want to lie to you and tell you, there's nutrients in coffee. There's generally not. And most of the coffee's been so bleached anyways.
And be careful with alcohol. I don't even know what to say about this. I've got a friend of mine who is basically a loon. She's a loon. L-O-O-N, loon. And you think
like Looney Tunes,
like unbelievable. Then I found out later, I feel sorry for her, she's a fetal alcohol baby.
Oh man.
Her mom was drinking heavy when she was pregnant with her.
Well, there's too much research now.
No, because
now they still come out sometimes. I saw the other day. They're like, well, even if you're pregnant now, you can do like 1 to 2 glasses of wine a night.
Sickening.
Come on, guys. It's a neurotoxin. Just cut it out for at least 9 months. My gosh. Try doing more longer than that.
But I'll give my mom credit back. You know, when me and my sister, she basically cut out all alcohol and all cigarettes while she was pregnant.
Did she?
Yeah. Now she drank and she smoked a lot.
That was some detox for a couple
weeks. Boy, but I mean, that was, well, then my bad, her ended up getting divorced. I'm sure she went through a lot. But the problem is, it doesn't make you happier to have kids. But it is very rewarding.
It's very rewarding.
Good kids. And here's the other thing. If you have healthy children, if you've got sick kids, it's a drag on the whole relationship.
Well, I told you, one of my good buddies, he's been dating a girl. She's got 3 kids with her first husband, and one of the kids has autism, and he's never experienced this before trying to deal with it. He said, it's hard. He's all over the place. And so, you know, that's why you got to do the best you can to do your – and then on top of that, too, if you're going to have kids, do your due diligence and find out what both people in that relationship are okay with when it comes to vaccines. when it comes to prenatal health, when it comes to postnatal health. All those topics need to be addressed because most of that stuff is never brought up. I don't know. We're fighting all the time. We're not getting along. We should have a baby. That'll fix everything. I have watched that happen. Fail. I can't even tell you how many times now. So,
well, I'm all the people that I know, a lot of the friends that I've seen come and go with you over the last 20, 30 years, they're all pretty much divorced, except for a few of them.
Almost all of them.
You kind of go, wow, what happened? Well, this is what we're talking about is what happens. Oh, by the way, speaking about on screen, you know, garbage, stuff that you're not looking at, record demand for exorcisms are now being seen across the U.S. as occultism, esotericism, and Satanism increase. So now the Catholic priests have actually added a whole bunch more people in to do exorcisms around the country, okay, because it's gotten bad. The problem is there's like a long list now for that. Now I'm going to say something that's going to be kind of weird, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Like, this show isn't weird to start with, right? I've got a friend of mine who has takes care of this kid named Johnny. And Johnny has, you know, real bad, you know, autism from the shots. And he's always speaking like in foreign languages, which is one of the side effects that you see that people need to be delivered, right? He's always speaking these weird languages, saying these weird things. And the other day, I'm driving the car with him in the front seat. He straight hits me.
Hits you?
I didn't tell you about this. Now, he just.
While you're driving?
While I'm driving, yeah. We're heading to the airport. The van's in the back seat, right? And so I've been in enough whatevers that I saw it because I don't trust him, right? Because he's hit van a bunch, too. And so... yeah, he starts to throw a punch at me, right? And I see it. I throw the arm up. I block him. Luckily, I was close enough to the house. I turned him around and told Van, I said, he ain't going with us to the airport. We're done. We're going to leave him on the front porch. That was it. And but he straight,
taught me how to block when I was five.
No,
you got to have situational awareness. You can usually telegraph.
Some of my peripheral. Here's what happened. I was driving, and he starts talking in that satanic stuff. And
really?
Strange voices. And I thought, I really believe the kid's possessed. You think, come on, Ted. Yeah, okay.
No, I've seen the same kind of stuff before. It's weird.
And so I told him, I said, Johnny, I said, I will not listen to you talking those voices while you're in the car with me. I don't want to hear it. He got, you know, that's when I saw him, boy, coil up on me. I thought, no, man. So then Sir Ben, he just, woof. I throw the block. I said, that's it. You're going back to the house. Now, here's the interesting part. I asked Van the other day. I said, Van, have you asked him why he hit me? He goes, yeah. I asked him last week. I said, why do you do it? He goes, you told me. The devil told him to do it.
Ooh.
Satan told him to do it.
He's being serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Van's a pastor. So
Van's a pastor.
I believe him.
Johnny told him.
Then the next question. Here's the next question you got to ask yourself then. What kind of films or movies is he watching in the house all the time when he's by himself?
And plus, remember, though, because, you know, these demons, they come into people basically because there's no resistance to it, or they're asked to come in. And so when somebody's got to want to get rid of something. If they get rid of it, they can't get rid of it. If they want it to be there, it's not going to go anywhere. It'll just come back again. So be very careful with that kind of stuff, and just be really careful. Like you said, watch what you put in somebody's mind when you're at the house with them, and don't let them watch filthy stuff, and don't let them watch satanic stuff.
No, that I've said that for years. I've gotten older. You know, back in the old, you know, you have these random horror movies and stuff back in the day that were bad enough, and I feel like every time now I've gone to the movies, sometimes I'll walk out if it's the middle of a commercial or thing. I'll go to the bathroom or something. I won't watch it. They put these sadistic previews up. And why is it they're all demonic, possessed, haunted house nonsense now? You know, there's not even like old school horror movies anymore. None of that. It's all, everybody's possessed. House is possessed. House is living. Demons coming out of the wall. And I'm like,
or a vampire. Yeah.
It's because they want to project that information, that visual images into people's brains. And my opinion, I don't watch it. I don't support it. Oh, also, too, speaking of demons, Netanyahu now has gotten busted by Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson did a full expose on him now that has gone viral. It is all over Twitter. It is all over everything. And I'm going to play a snippet of this for a second. Pretty much, he has been confirmed. This is from Tucker Carlson, everybody involved with it. He had been giving, since 2018, he had been giving Hamas $35 million a month through Qatar in USD dollars cash that he was somehow getting from the United States. Every month.
Unbelievable.
To fund them, to arm them, to feed them, and to build them, and basically told them that he was on their side. He admits here in this video footage, this is going to blow your mind here in a minute. I'm going to show it briefly. This is a long expose on. I'm going to show it briefly just to cover this. So, you know, next time you hear from somebody that, you know, he's your greatest ally, why don't you find out who you're actually hanging out with? You guys will like this. This will be fun. Here we go.
Netanyahu, who is against peace, and who is against having a Palestinian state, dealt with Hamas for a long time as a strategic friend.
Camera four, Rich.
It was important for him to keep Gaza under the control of Hamas and keeping the West Bank under the control of Fatah and preventing them from being united in any way. In order to do so, Netanyahu was all the time helping Hamas to survive.
It is because even the banks don't want to cooperate.
And to Hamas, under the request of Benjamin Netanyahu personally. And because the Qatarians knew him from the beginning, they were asking him to send them his requests in writing.
In writing.
He knew that he's going to lie in the future.
$35 million a month. We always ask where they got the new vehicles from.
$35 million a month in cash. You guys can watch this. I'll post the link to it because there's a whole, it goes into detail in here. But remember the whole, we're fighting Hamas. We have to burn Palestine to the ground essentially because there's Hamas. He built Hamas. He funded Hamas. He armed Hamas in order to have a strategic reason to go on the offense and take over Palestine and bomb it into rubble because of Hamas. He did this for over 6 years at $35 million a month through Qatar. He was transferring cash to Qatar. Qatar was taking the cash and taking it to basically Hamas.
That's so $35 million.
That's some $400 million a year.
That's billions of dollars. Billions.
Billions. Now you wonder where our $10, $20 billion a year go. You couldn't figure out why in the world we gave so much money.
You know what's so funny? We go to the bank and we ask for more than $10,000. We're automatically reported to the IRS.
Right? What do you need $10,001 for?
How's it get? That's right.
Pallets, baby.
No.
Pallets.
No, I got it. The Treasury is run by the Federal Reserve out of New York. And so I guess we just print money and ship it to people on pallets. That's right. We already did that with Iran. Remember when Obama sent Iran billions of dollars in cash?
And I asked, well, I'm not going to put his name. I asked one of my buddies, retired military contractor, all that. I asked him about that. It was true that we gave money to all these groups. He said, all the time. He said almost every time that we were transferring weapons to the moderate rebels that we were told we were supporting, there were always duffel bags of cash included with the weapons.
You know,
every time.
You know, I watched a video yesterday. Actually, I listened to the video. It was by Myron Fagan on the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was done right before he died. He was a big Hollywood producer, and he was an insider.
Yeah.
And he knew a lot. And he did. It's like a 3-hour video. It's really long. But I posted on our website. And everybody's listened to it. He says one of the key things they do is they use bribery, sex bribery,
blackmail.
Yeah. This video was done in the 60s, right? Like 69, he did. He died like a couple years later. And I often wonder because he was pushing it so hard, that's why he died. But the crazy part about it is that everybody's listened to that. It goes into detail. He names names of World War One, World War Two, all of it. It tells you the truth about a lot of stuff on there. And
they've already banned. This already gotten banned in every place in Israel. You cannot pull this up. It's completely banned online. They're blocking all platforms that are playing it right now. That I already confirmed that.
When Candace Owens basically does a video about Erica Kirk, suddenly it gets banned everywhere.
Well, no, you got to think about this for a second. Even if you have some of the individuals who live in Israel, and they're Jewish, and they're actually people that are wanting peace. They're wanting no more violence. And now they're sitting and going, we were told that Hamas attacked us while Netanyahu funded them and armed them, and this is why we've been doing all this.
Well, remember, it was Benjamin Netanyahu who gave a stand-down order.
Yeah.
When they got attacked.
Remember, people won't talk about this. There were hundreds of thousands of Israelis protesting months before the Hamas attack.
And the guy, Myron Fager, goes into detail on why they sacrifice Jews all the time.
Yeah.
Listen to me. And why they turn on their own people all the time when they do all of this stuff. He goes into detail why they do it. It's all part of their weird worship they have.
Because Netanyahu, they claim to be Jews, but they're not. They're followers of Satan.
They're synagogue.
John chapter 8 covered this. So this is something I wanted to cover when you start in it. And the reason why I said this, got a conversation with a friend of mine again yesterday. And he asked me, he said, why have the evangelical churches become so staunch supporters and doubled down on supporting Israel and Netanyahu involved in what they're doing? And I said, because they've been lied to for so long that the normalcy bias is so thick they can't come out of the throttle anymore. I said, there's so much funding, in my opinion, with some of these evangelical churches, and so much revenue they're bringing in from a lot of these Israeli moderators that they cannot stop promoting it or else they're going to lose their funding. And on top of that, the aspect of what you would deal with, the blowback in the basically in the churches, the blowback you would get from all the congregation if everybody suddenly went, oh, yeah, by the way, you've been lied to for the last multiple decades about this. This is what's really been going on.
By the way, Fagan covers that, too, about how they've come in to destroy the churches, and they do it through the National Council of Churches.
Yeah.
I'm naming names now.
Yeah.
And because they're trying to destroy the Lordship of Jesus Christ under the guise of being unifying together. It's called the National Council of Churches. And I talked to a pastor friend of mine about this yesterday. He said they're just a bunch of liberals. And so, but what they do,
they lie.
And so Benjamin Netanyahu is basically doing that. And that's why they target church groups. And it's all this video, this audio, it's unbelievable when you stop and listen to all of it. But the National Council of Churches is find out if your church is involved in that, you might want to find a different church. I know the Lutheran Missouri Synod is not involved in it because if you go to the website, it says that they've talked to them before, but they're not involved in it because the reality is that they want to subvert Christianity. That's one of their key goals. And he talks about it in depth on that because they said they're Satanists. He said he's blatant. He said they're Satanists. And it's who they are. So always remember that. So keep your hearts and minds in Christ and everything that you do. Nice. Because, guys, listen to me. When you got top exorcists now, their exorcism is being done all over the world because these groups are infiltrating everybody, and we've got AI doing all this stuff. This thing is not a game to these people. They want a one-world government. And they've been trying to do this since the early 1800s. This is a big deal. And they failed at with the League of Nations. He goes into detail how they failed. Because Wilson was basically not they haven't controlled the media yet.
Yeah.
And so when Wilson came over and tried to basically get the League of Nations going, it didn't work. It failed. It would not be ratified. And so he talks about who they were, what they did, and why they did it that way. So listen to the video if you can. And just remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, keep yourself healthy, too. Make sure you eat the right foods. Do the right things. Get enough exercise. And realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But he wants us healthy. That's one of the other reasons they made us so sick in this country.
Yep.
So we can't think.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Anybody notices, as he pretty much can attest to it, you usually make much better decisions when you feel very healthy and mentally acute.
And you get good sleep.
You get good sleep. Mm-hmm. You get good rest. You get good nutrients. You get good vitamins. You make better decisions because you're sharper. You're on point. You'll think about stuff where, I want to do that or I want to do this. And then the better you feel, the more you continue to want to feel better. So you want to make better, healthier decisions too with food. If you're feeling really great, I'm never driving around. I'm like, man, I feel great today. You know what I just love? I want to just go eat a pile of Taco Bell and feel like hell the rest of the day. And I mean that figuratively. That food will literally, it's like putting hell in your body. I'm sick for the next 2 days, I eat Taco Bell.
Acid reflux.
I don't ever have any interest in doing that because I feel good. The problem is a lot of these fast foods are designed to keep you needing dopamine triggers because it's so addictive.
And the MSG.
And they want you to keep coming back to keep getting that short little dopamine trigger by filling your body up with toxins and MSG. Don't do it. Stay away from it. Same thing with purple sticks. I've got so many buddies now that are constantly running this product because they got off the energy drinks. Because I told them, I said, listen, I said, I was the same way. I used to drink Red Bulls all the time in my early 20s while I was in construction. The energy drinks are designed to do one thing. They're designed to give you a big hit, big dopamine, big caffeine rush for about 30 minutes to an hour and then make you crave another one because you feel poor. They want you to drink them multiple times a day. They're engineered to make you want to drink them multiple times a day. The purple sticks will make you feel good majority of the entire day, so you don't need to take 10, 20, 30 purple sticks like people do with energy drinks or all these shots all the time, these five-hour energy drinks. So if you need anything, we're here for you. Vote also, too, for what you want to see on Product of the Week. Coming up this Wednesday, the Purple Sticks are on sale for Product of the Week. And we got a bunch of different products that are rolling up here. The chewable, organic food buckets, thyroid support, all kinds of stuff. Let's see what's winning on here. Thyroid support's winning.
No? I had one this morning.
Did you?
Great product, Joe.
It'll get you sweating. It'll get you hot. Especially if you already got a fast metabolism, it'll get you rolling. So again, my friends, we're here for you. Team Health Masters. Be sure to check out the bestseller formula as well. Leave a review on the products you like. I love getting the feedback. I love the reviews.
Man, 40 reviews of Magnesium Brain Food. Thank you, guys.
Magnesium Brain Food.
It always
you guys
wins.
Love
That's
it. I appreciate you guys. We do it for y'all. Have a blessed, safe, awesome evening, my friends. Stay strong and healthy. And we'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
Remember, follow Jesus. He's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.